Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will continue to defend and enforce the laws of Texas. That's the statement from his office after five women sued the state over its near total abortion ban. They say they were denied abortions despite serious risks to their lives. One of the women, Amanda Zawarski, was told her fetus would not survive. She says she was denied an abortion and then developed a life-threatening condition.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
Zawarski spoke during a press conference yesterday at the Texas Capitol in Austin. This lawsuit is believed to be the first of its kind since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. So let's bring in Michelle Bratcher-Goodwin, Chancellor's Professor at the University of California, Irvine. She joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where she's a visiting professor at Harvard Law. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
So this lawsuit has been filed for the Center for Reproductive Rights on behalf of these five women. Can you tell us a little bit about why these particular women and these particular situations?
Well, these particular women are ones who really wanted to be pregnant, and amongst them, those that went through considerable medical means in order to try to achieve a pregnancy. But during the periods of gestation, there were life-threatening risks to their health, circumstances in which they could have died. In two of the cases, you have women who had fetuses that were developing but without skulls. And as was just mentioned, the case of one of the women who twice experienced severe near-deadly infection, a fever of over 103 degrees, and only after the second infection and only after the fever of over 103 degrees did her doctors feel comfortable with providing the kind of aid that they would have provided right away before the Dobbs decision.
One of these women, Lauren Miller, was pregnant with twins. One of the twins had some serious health problems. Miller was told she needed a selective abortion to save her life and the life of the other twin. She ended up having to go to Colorado for that procedure. She is now due to deliver the surviving twin this month. What is it that Miller and the others are asking for in this lawsuit?
Well, that's one of the other tragedies of this. Their complaint is a 91-page complaint, which calls the kinds of harms that are created after Texas's SB 8 law and other laws catastrophic harms that pregnant women are experiencing who need to terminate their pregnancies in order to save their life or in order to save the life of one of the fetuses if they are gestating twins or more. And the awfulness, the sort of grave indignity of this is that you have women who fear leaving the state, though they must leave the state in order to get the kind of medical attention that they need. They're concerned that doctors are not able to provide the kind of care that they need because the state of Texas has crafted laws where doctors fear losing their medical licenses. They fear fines up to $100,000. They fear prison sentences of up to 99 years. So Texas has crafted the kinds of laws that make it very difficult for doctors to be able to intervene. And they also make it very difficult for the loved ones of pregnant women to be able to provide them help because Texas passed a law that allows for individuals to be sued and with fees starting at $10,000 and attorney's fees for those who aid and abet a person in terminating a pregnancy. This has made it very difficult for people to then carry through with their pregnancies, try to seek abortions. It makes it very difficult to figure out who they can turn to. It is that they can't turn to their doctors, but could they turn to friends? They fear their friends might be sued. It's created a very hostile and chilling kind of condition with the backdrop already being that Texas is one of the deadliest places in the entire industrial world to be pregnant. With incredibly high maternal mortality rates and maternal morbidity rates.
So we only have less than a minute here, Michelle, but I wonder, the Dobbs decision basically left these regulations, the laws relating to abortion, up to states. What do you expect?
That's right.
The defense to look like coming from the state of Texas?
Well, states have defended these laws, saying, interestingly enough, that the laws provide the opportunity for doctors to be able to render aid to individuals in these extraordinary circumstances. Yeah. But it's worth noting that if you read the legislation clearly, and even if you contact the state's legislative offices, yeah, the researchers there consistently have said that no, these laws that have been enacted by these lawmakers do not provide the kinds of exceptions where, right, doctors can render the kind of aid that these patients, like these five women, need.
Michelle Bratcher Goodwin is Chancellor's Professor at the University of California, Irvine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.